sitting in now with Coach Todd Dunn from Lawson High School. Had a game at East Buchanan. Unfortunately, suffered a loss 48-14. Season record 4-2. Good evening, Coach.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, want to tell us a little bit about how the game started out, Coach?
Well, it started out pretty even match. I mean, we moved the ball on them. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot a couple times with some penalties, which have been, you know, we've been really good in that department lately. That's a little uncharacteristic of us, but that got us in some holes. I couldn't get it in the end zone. And then, you know, we did a pretty good job against their offense, which is really high-powered. I don't think they've scored under 30 points in a game this year, so they've really been putting up great numbers. And then we gave up a halfback pass, kind of bit on the run one time, and they got us. And we still felt like we were okay, but we got a little, I think, got out of our comfort zone a little bit, got scared. And, you know, we went into the half down 20-0, and we're still in the game. We felt like we could kind of get it going. I think we came out a little bit flat for some reason. But then the second half, just kind of the same thing continued. I mean, all I can say is we basically got beat in every phase of the game, running it, throwing it, special forces, the whole gamut. I mean, it was just kind of one of those nights. You know, we came out in the second half and went 3-and-out on our first drive, and they put another 6 on the board and then scored 22 in the fourth quarter, and that's very uncharacteristic of us. And that's one of those situations that's a little bit scary for us as coaches, is that again, I will never say our kids ever give up, but I think we got our heads down a little bit and we're feeling sorry for ourselves and let them put 22 points on the board in the fourth quarter. And you know, that hadn't happened to us in a long time, so that's something that we've got to learn from.
That's what I was going to ask you next, Coach. You said they had their heads down and kind of feeling sorry for themselves. How about some players who really played hard tonight on your team?
Well, I think every one of our players played hard. I mean, I don't think there was anybody that wasn't given everything they had. It was just one of those deals where we got out of our comfort zone a little bit and just weren't doing the things that we do. We didn't block very well. Sometimes we didn't run the ball very hard. Sometimes we didn't run our routes very hard. And then on defense, like I say, we got in that mode where we had some players trying to go make plays where it wasn't necessarily their job. And against a team like East Buck, that gets you beat. But, you know, Garrett Titus, our quarterback, again, played very well. I think he was our leading rusher on the night. But we just really couldn't get anything going, and defensively, we had times where we stopped their passing game fairly well, and we had times we stopped their rushing game very fairly well, but we just couldn't stop both of them. And when they can do both, that's really tough on you, because again, they're a high-powered offense. They've got athletes all over the field, and they showed it on defense as well, because they shut us down. I think we had 80 yards rushing in the first quarter, and then I think we had 5 in 2 quarters back-to-back in the middle, and that's not loss in football. So we've got to kind of go back to the drawing board and pick ourselves up and go play again. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's kind of the way it is in the KCI, too. We felt like we were rolling a little bit, got a big win last week against Lathrop, and then come back against a really good team, and just didn't feel like we played our best. But again, I give them a ton of credit for that, because they were ready for everything we did on both sides of the ball.
All right, Coach, where are you going to be next week?
We are home against Hamilton, so it doesn't get any easier.
All right, Coach, anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, I just thank you for your coverage. Like I say, usually I have Coach Boswell call in, but when we take a thumping like this, which fortunately doesn't happen very often, I feel it's kind of my job to call in. But our kids will bounce back. We'll be ready to go. I'm sure Hamilton's going to be ready to go next week as well. They always are. So it should be a heck of a ball game.
Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Coach Todd Dunn of Lawson High School, thank you very much.
Thanks.